But
The
that's when
first,
they built them.
I don't know when it was that it happened, but the first people that voted themselves into the city were the people that live on Spring Street now, which is down past Barrington Hall, on the way to Marietta. You turn up Spring Street, go up there. And those people that live on that main street put their money in out of their own pockets and paved their own street. And had done all that, and then they finally decided, well, we want to be a part of Roslyn. We voted ourselves into the city. Whether they wanted us or not, we just voted ourselves into the city. And so that's how, that was our first bunch of people that we took in to broaden the city limits.
Hmm.
What was it? City limits of town were 2 miles long, and it was said when we moved there, we laughed about it because, and we've told it, and I don't know if it's the truth or not, but that they said Roswell was 2 miles long and 200 yards on each side of the highway. But it was bigger than that, but that was something like just a narrow little stretch.
Wow.
And we never had really pretty land like Alpharetta. Alpharetta had so much more spread out land.
Mm-hmm.
We had land built going down to the river, and it was hilly, hills and gullies. Not as nice to build on as Alpharetta had, but yet we're the ones that got it, and I guess we got it on account of water power.
Mm. What was the mill like in the mill village?
Oh, Amy might could tell you something about that. I think I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay, I can show you where it is.
Right across the hall, Mother, I saw a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Want me to help you up?
I'll help her. You can tell Becky about the mill village.
Yeah, what was the mill? Did you know any of the kids that went to school with you?
Oh, yeah. Half the school was mill village people. We had friends there.
Were the people that worked in the mill, were they from Roswell, or did they come from other places to work here?
They were here. It would be a man and his wife would both work at the mill. They might, one of them might work at the mill that made cotton or thread down behind the visitor center, and the other one might work at the pants factory.
Okay.
But it would be a family that both parents were working.
Okay.
And all the kids had to be responsible to each other and to the teenage oldest child had to be the mother for the afternoon, you know, till the others could get home.
So it was long work for those parents,
hard
work.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
It was very hard. And very low pay, really. I mean, you know, 25-35 cents an hour.
Wow.
It was just, you know, it was big money to make $30 a week.
Well, now what did they get to live in the mill village for free? Was that part of their pay, or did they still have to, do you know if they had to pay to live there still on top of that?
Not now, but originally when the town was built, the mill itself owned the houses that are now Sloan Street.
Okay.
And if you were, depending on your title at the mill, you could have a certain size house. But if you were a supervisor or superintendent of some department or something, you could live in the house next door, maybe, that was larger. It didn't have anything to do if you had 10 kids or two. It had to do with your status at the mill.
Wow, so the people that might be lower status might have more kids, but they get a tiny little space.
Could be.
Oh.
Could be.
Wow.